Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me, Desai, Sugarlicious Me. It is 10:02. If you are in the south part of California, which is the West Coast, if you are in the southern states like Texas or Louisiana, Texas being where my BBG is at, then it is 12:02. And if you are in New York, or anywhere on the East Coast, it is 1:02. I am late by one dang one dang hour, because, yeah, it's been one of those days. But anyway, how's everyone tonight? I am in a so-so mood. I've had a little eye trouble here. I swear, every day there is something that is wrong with me. Every digging day. But I feel in a very good mood. I promised that I was going to let everybody know what was going on with me as far as my health. And I do promise I will be letting you know probably by next week. I'll have it on my blog and we'll talk about it. Anyway, how's everybody on this Monday? I am going to talk about, and before I do want to thank everyone who has left me IMs and so forth and so on in regards to my health. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I know that you could have just ignored my post like some did, but it did move my spirit when I had so many people to let me know that they were thinking about me. Big shout out to Ebony E.B. Flowers, who posted something on my page today. I swear, she and I have never met in game, but always gives me the respect and letting me know the thoughts and keeping it real. Anyway, I'm going to have sleep. Can you tell? Can you tell? But I had to come on. I had to come on anyway. Yeah, I'm being silly. Also, big ups to Romeo, who he said I would not shout him out. Hi, Romeo. I told you I was going to shout your butt out. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing good. My whole conversation tonight is going to be brief. Yes, I'm doing another 30 minutes, and I know you guys are going to be pissed off, but that is what's going to happen. Tomorrow I will have a guest on there, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Shouts out to my sis, mwah, Diva, who's listening right now. Shouts out to Hey, sis. To Sasha, who's listening too. Anyway, before I get started on that, I will have a guest on tomorrow as far as we're here, so for the Relay of Life. And we're going to talk about, because honestly, there has been some hints that ASO is doing a little too much, and I want Desi, Big Sister Bossy, to come on and just fit what she needs to say as far as her doing too much for Relay for Life. So we definitely need to talk about that. But anyway, before we get off track to what I was going to talk about, and that is mothers. I could say parents, but more mothers who are more concerned with their virtual children than they are with their real life kids. Now, I am sure somebody knows a person like that. And honestly, I'm not subbing anyone because this is something I experienced, and it's been a while since I've experienced it. I haven't experienced it here lately, but I'm going to discuss it because it was actually brought to my attention, and someone said, hey, you know, Sugar, have you ever thought about it? You know, and at this point, I don't care. It's any subject I'll tackle it at this point because actually I don't care anymore. If it's hitting home with you, then I'm sorry. But if you roll your eyes, your eyebrow raised for a topic or issue that I have, and if I'm talking about it on my standpoint of how I feel and you like, then either you should go, I don't give a damn what you say, Sugar, I must be doing something wrong for Sugar to talk about it. Because my opinions and my views are my own. It does not reflect on my listeners, my family, no one. This is how I feel. And since this is my show, I'm going to speak on how I feel. And with that being said, if you don't like what I say, then you know what? You don't have to listen. That's just basically what it is. When I did my show on the grid, I was different because that is a different environment, and I had guests there, and that's the way that is, which is how my Tuesday shows will go before I go back on the grid. But as far as this show on Monday, I'm going to tell it like it is. If you don't like it, then the best thing that you should do is not listen to it. So with that being said, let's move on to what the subject matter is. Women who are so obsessed, and I use the word obsessed, because they're so obsessed with their virtual children that they forget that they have real-life kids. Now, the reason why I say this is because there's been, you know, you hear and you read, and I'm sure you, because I just saw one on my damn feed actually a second ago. I saw one where this couple was not taking care of their child. It was all in, I think he was a DJ. This is an old, old, old story, but it just popped up on my feed before, and I just saw it. I just brought that one up, too. It's just an old, old, old story that they were DJ. They had their business, and they're basically, you know, their child was starving because they weren't taken care of. But that's something you read about. You go, oh, my God, I can't believe they do that. Oh, goodness. But the fact of the matter is that shit happens in game more often than not. I am sure that someone knows someone or someone has heard someone say, will you be quiet? I'm on Facebook or I'm on Second Life. I've heard, and like I said, this has not been something recently, but I have heard a child say, Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, give me attention. And not so much as saying, Mommy, give me attention, but when a child, you get on the phone and they get loud, they get crazy, and the first thing you say is, I can't believe he was quiet all this time until I got on the phone, and now here he goes. And, of course, you being the other person, you kind of giggle and laugh at it because you're thinking, eh, you know, that's how kids are. But the fact of the matter is a child is doing that because they want attention. Now, to you in your little virtual world, they may not need the attention, but they want the attention. One thing that has pissed me off, and I have heard this before more often than not, is when a mom gets on there, and I've heard a child say they're hungry, and the mother will say some shit like, can you go in there and make you a sandwich? Can you go in there and make you some cereal? I'm on Second Life. Honestly, get your ass off the computer, off Second Life, and take care of your children. Some of you, and this is women and men, I'm not excluding you gentlemen, are so busy trying to raise grown-ass children who are in, and I'm sorry, but who are in little toddler avatars. You're so busy trying to raise them, trying to be a virtual parent to them, that you're forgetting that you have your own child that is asking for your attention, asking for a meal, asking for something from their parent. Now, a lot of you go, well, you know, when I'm on Second Life and they bug me, I just cannot deal with that because I've already given them attention. I don't give a shit how much attention you've given your child. If your child is telling you that they want to eat or they want to talk to you, then you need to do as a parent is log off of Second Life and Facebook. Again, I am not throwing shade or subbing anybody because, as I said before, this is something that happened a long time ago. I used to know this chick. Matter of fact, three chicks. When I first started coming to Second Life, I remember one chick, she had two little boys. And her husband was in the Air Force. So, of course, he was away a lot. They would always ask her for food. And she had us thinking that they were just these greedy little two little boys. But the fact of the matter is, the bitch wasn't cooking. She wasn't preparing meals. What she was doing was they was either eating out, they were eating popcorn, or they were eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now, these are growing young little boys. When you put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner or popcorn or a hamburger from McDonald's, you are not being a mother. Now, maybe you think you are because you're supplying some type of nourishment or a meal, but being a mother is getting off your ass, going into the kitchen, fixing a meal for your child to sit there, and not only fix the meal for your child to sit there and eat it, but sit there and eat the meal with your child. I honestly just look at some of you people who are blessed to have kids, and you treat these kids as if they are your property and not a blessing. You talk to them like they're I've never, ever heard a parent in my life that can actually say that they're a good parent when you're calling your child out of their name. Motherfucker, fuck you, leave me alone, I'm on Second Life, I'm on Facebook, you're driving me crazy, I don't give a fuck. You need to get off your ass and take care of your kid. I know another incident with this chick. Every time she would get on Second Life, her baby daughter would always say, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, look at this, mommy. I colored this, mommy. Can you do this, mommy?" And every time she did this, this kid would be seeking her attention. Now, my wifey, her baby girl, comes and says stuff to her. But we all know that Annie's trying not to go to bed. It's a whole different scenario. Now, when it's 10 o'clock and you know your child's got to take their butt to bed, that's a whole different scenario. But when it is 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, p.m., SLT, Pacific time, and you know good and damn well that you have not fixed that child a meal, you have not taken time with that baby with their homework, why don't you, as a mother, as a father, as a parent, as a provider, get your ass, do I need to repeat it? Get your ass off the PC and do what you're supposed to do as a parent. You're so busy trying to make sure these toodaloos have clothes, these toodaloos have hair, these toodaloos have virtual pretend food that you are not concerned about your child who is begging for your attention. And then as soon as they get to the mood swing, as soon as they get older and they're not respecting you, as soon as they are cursing at you, you're the first one that want to be a bitch and an asshole to them. I need to take a break because this is starting to piss me off. I'll be right back. It is 10:16 Pacific time. It is 12:16 if you are in the South, and it is 1:16 if you are on the East Coast. And our subject tonight is being a mother to your real life kids instead of your virtual ones. And this goes for fathers too. I know I said mother. I think the reason why I said mother because I've experienced it more with women than I have with men where they do this. And my daughter, Nazarene, just brought up a really good topic, too, which I completely forgot about, but it's because I've never personally heard it, but it's true. You women, or men, who are trying to get prim, coochie, ding-dong, let's use nice words, so you put your kids to bed because you want that. I mean, hey, I would be the first person to say, I don't care what you do. That's your thing. Do it. Do it well. Hey, get your prim swerve on. Nothing wrong with it. Do it to your dad. But when you start neglecting your kids to get it, there's an issue with that. When you're trying to rush them to bed before their time or before they've watched The Simpsons or before they've watched the what's another cartoon other than The Simpsons. See how old I am? Only thing I said was The damn Simpsons. Before they watch any other little cartoon, or for that matter, putting your child in front of the television while you on Second Life. And I have heard that more often than not. And then you wonder why you have dumbass kids. Then you wonder why little Billy comes home with an F. Then you wonder why little Susie don't know how to say her damn ABCs. Then you're wondering what the hell is going on. But, of course, you're not blaming yourself. You're blaming the teacher. You're not blaming yourself. You're blaming their friends around them. You're blaming everybody but the person that should be blamed, which is you. If you are not sitting down with that kid, your child, the one you brought into this world, and you're helping them to read, you're helping them to write, you're helping them with knowledge to grow, where the hell do you think they're going to get it from? Nowhere. You can't expect teachers to teach children everything. Same way it comes when you hear, I have looked on my timeline and seen kids who curse worse than I do. Where do you think they get that from? They get that from their parents. They get that from the person that they emulate. And if it's you, then you got an issue right there. And if you don't see it, if you are too stupid and too wound up on Second Life and Facebook to see it, I'll be the first one to admit, when things are slow at my job, I am on Facebook because I need some type of comedian shit every day of my life because I have an extremely stressful job. So I look at some of them, and some things are inspiring, like some friend put some things on there, and I'm like, wow, that's good. I'm glad to see that, yeah, this is what I needed to see. But then,
I see ratchet bullshit, and some of you make me want to cut your card. But then again, I think, wow, this is my laugh for the day. I can't cut their card. So what I do is just unfollow your ass. I unfollow a lot of people daily because some of it is just ratchet. But the same ratchet people that are putting all this shit are the same ratchet people who are not worried about their real-life kids. I see some of you treat your virtual children better than you treat your own. And that's a fact. You treat the toodaloos or your grown daughter or your grown son better than you treat your own children that are in your household. Better than you treat the own kid that you gave birth to, that you helped to get here. And if you think I'm bullshitting, you think people don't do that, you need to start listening. Oh, what do you need? Yet. Your real-life child is hungry. Your real-life child may need shoes. Your real-life child may need clothing, but you're sure making sure that toodle got what they need. You're sure making sure your son has what he needs. You're sure making sure your daughter has what they need. Now, don't get me wrong, because I take care of my kids too, but I don't have any kids on the outside of that freaking game. And even if I did have kids on the outside of that game, my children would come before my virtual ones. And I believe my virtual children, because of the fact that I have some very intelligent young ladies, I have some daughters with some smarts, would understand why I would take care of my children first and foremost before I would take care of them. Plus the fact my kids never ask for shit. Me and Pelly are lucky. Our kids don't even ask for nada. Even the little ones, when we try to give them stuff, they're like, no. They don't want anything from us but our love and our understanding. And if you have virtual children that you want to take care of, bravo. I understand. I give you kudos, fives, whatever. But make sure that your child that is living under your roof, that you see daily, that when you turn off the computer, that when you go in their room, hopefully to make sure they're safe, when you go to the store and make sure you get them something special, whatever, make sure that that child is taken care of before your virtual children are. Make sure that that child is number one. Just like, and we're not going to get on this subject until next week, but just like some of you women who are so busy making sure your virtual dick is taken care of before your real-life husband is. And I'm going to talk about that next week, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of pissed off people, but you know what? I don't care. I don't care if you're pissed off, because if you see things through my eyesight instead of your own eyesight, then maybe once in a while you'll go, damn, you know what? Sugar's right. I need to get off this damn thing and give my husband some real life you-know-what. I need to get off this damn thing and give my wife some you-know-what. I need to get off this damn thing and make sure my child is taken care of. Let me grab a book and read to my baby instead of having it under the television set 24/7. Let me do that. Let me make sure that my child is handled and taken care of. Let me make sure that my child gets an A on their next test, or at least a B. Let me make sure that I make a nice, warm meal instead of giving them cereal and popcorn. And I know you're thinking I'm just pulling this from. No, I have heard somebody say, go in there and make you a sandwich, peanut butter and jelly. But mama, what? I'm on Second Life. Damn, I'm doing something. I'm getting ready to DJ. I'm making my clothes. And you know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying. Seriously, you're so busy trying to DJ. What the fuck you think this is going to be? You're going to be on the premiere on BET Awards? What do you think? Seriously? So those little lendings that you're getting is making you actually ignore your child? Those little bitty lendings that you're getting what, to get your Brazilian ass, to get your fake boobs? Seriously? This means more to you than what your child means? Wake up, people. Wake the fuck up, because sooner or later, that child that you're ignoring will become a man or a woman that will ignore you. And as much as you think that your virtual children are so special, when they log off that computer, most of them could give a rat's fucking ass about you. They could care less. Some of these virtual kids only care about the dime and the coins that you give them. I'm not saying all are like that, because they all aren't. As I said before, I am extremely blessed. Me and Pelly are blessed to have some wonderful kids. We really, really are. And there are a lot of wonderful kids. The Dexons, wonderful kids. Our children. I'm not saying all kids are bad kids. But some of these motherfuckers got their hands out when your real child needs your attention. If this is hitting home, if you're rolling your eyes, if your eyebrows going up, if you're denying within yourself you do that, then maybe this is directed to you. If it's not, don't worry about it. Continue listening. But if I struck a nerve with you in anything I'm saying, then you need to wake up. You truly, truly do. God blesses us with children. Some people can't even have any and want them and will treat them like gold, like a diamond in the rough. Second Life can wait. It's not going anywhere. Linden Labs is not shutting it down anytime soon. Trust me. That DJ gig you got, it can wait. You're making clothing, it can wait. Shoes, hair, all of it can wait. Your virtual child, they can wait. But your real life child, that should always be number one. Log off. Log off and handle what's yours. Anyway, thank you for listening. As always, you could be anywhere tonight, but you chose to share it with me, even though I may have pissed you off. But as always, thanks for listening and sugar kisses. Mwah.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life.
'cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.